The overwhelming tradition of the Greeks about these returns was that they had been disastrous. And in that, I like to think that we have a memory of a campaign to Troy which proved to be overwhelmingly disastrous to the Mycenaean world, weakening the Mycenaean kingdoms and eventually seeing the power of Mycenae overwhelmed by not a Dorian invasion, but a Dorian explosion. Finally, I want to try to put this into a little perspective. We've been concentrating exclusively on the Bronze Age in the Greek world, and we've talked about Crete and Mycenae. We've talked about the collapse of these cultures purely in terms of Crete, Mycenae, and perhaps Troy. But in fact, the collapse of the Bronze Age was not merely a Greek phenomenon. It occurred in the 12th and 11th century around the entire Eastern Mediterranean. For example, we have Egyptian records that speak at this time of Ramses winning victories over people who had been attacking the delta, the so-called sea peoples. So it looks as if somebody's pouring into Egypt at the same time. And we know of the collapse of Hittite power, the great Hittite empire of Anatolia, with its capital Hattusash at modern Bugaz Kuya, simply ceases to exist around 1215 BC. So we have a number of upheavals in the late Bronze Age. And I think we can position the Mycenaeans in this upheaval a little bit more precisely. It's this way. The sea peoples recorded in the Egyptian records include some very suggestive names, names that often suggest where people later ended up in history. The Shardana, for example, probably those who end up in Sardinia. The Tircenoi, who probably end up in Tuscany, Etruria, the Etruscans. Among the various tribes mentioned among the sea peoples are the Ekwesh and the Denyen. And these names appear to be Egyptian versions, or renderings, if you will, of the names which we would recognize in Greek as Ahioi and Danaoi, or the Danaans. The Achaeans and the Danaans, as we would call them in English. These are the names by which Homer refers to the Greeks, and yet they're turning up amongst the lists of the sea peoples. What's happened? I think we've got records here of Mycenaean Greeks abandoning Greece, leaving Greece and sailing off elsewhere. The Mycenaean Greeks are then both part of the collapse of Bronze Age civilization and part of the cause of it. They suffer its effects and they also contribute to it. Let me finish with two last bits of evidence. Do we have any evidence that might lead us to think that the Mycenaeans abandoned Greece? They abandoned their sites, no longer able to control those populations who had been enthralled to them earlier. One bit of evidence is that the language spoken on Cyprus was a dialect of Greek that is also found in the central Peloponnese, Arcado-Cypriot. That linguistic similarity would make sense if people from the Peloponnese had got in their boats and sailed off to Cyprus. That's one possibility. The other is this. Among the sea peoples are a group called the Pelicet. You might be able to guess what place or region they give their name to. The place of the Pelicet is Palestine. And they're also known in other records in the Bible, for example, as Philistines. The Pelicet, the Philistines, Palestine. Here's an interesting thought. When you excavate to the bottom layers, to the earliest layers of the cities occupied by the Philistines, the type of pottery that you find there is Mycenaean. And I suggest to you that one possible explanation is that the Pelicet include in their ranks Mycenaean Greeks. That some people never returned from Troy. Now, whether it was specifically a 10-year war and whether they specifically sacked Troy, I don't know. But I think we have enough to believe in a Trojan War of sorts, a cataclysmic event that weakened Greece, and that the rulers of the Mycenaean kingdoms of Greece either returned to find themselves under attack or never returned at all. I kind of like the idea, I guess, to pull this all together, that Goliath of Gath may have been the grandson of Agamemnon.